TJ almost got us kicked out. This close. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't invited to go.
Okay. Can we just address that part first?
You know how she gets about not being invited to stuff.
And I was upset for 2 weeks about people walking down the street to an event I didn't know about.
It's like, how can something so big be happening in this city without me knowing about it? She legit has FOMO. And then when you told me, hey, want to go to Bill's training camp, we got this thing we got to do, but they'll only let two of us go. I'm like, have you talked to Hope?
And it started as one. So let's go back in time. Last week, I get a call very last minute. Hey, we're planning an event. We're bringing an artist to Bill's camp. I'm like, what? So, of course, I'm listening. And the original plan was we're going to bring this artist in. They have a new album coming out. It's Chris Young. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But so Chris Young was going to come to town, do an album premiere thing, and a bunch of radio people are going to come in. It's going to be a big party. You know, we're doing it at Bill's camp. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come? And I go, well, I would love to come and I'd be honored. Thank you for the invite. But Miss TJ is a Bill's fanatic. Would it be okay if she came in my place? And they said, yeah, absolutely. Then that got canceled. Mm-hmm. And then it got uncanceled. And they said, well, you can bring TJ and you come too. And I go, well, there's three of us on the morning show. Well, we'll get back to you. They get back to me. Well, we checked with the Bills people and they only will allow two of you to come. So I had to call Hope. What was it? Sunday. I sent her a text.
Sunday, I get a text. Hey, can you chat? And I'm like,
but it was
Billy's
Sunday.
Telling me I'm fired. I'm not supposed to come to work tomorrow.
No.
What is this?
See,
I'm freaking out.
I was worried about.
Yeah.
So I just, as respectfully as I could, explained the situation. I was like, I'm really sorry. If I could put you in my place, I absolutely would. But they were like, well, you're the music guy. Blah, blah, blah. So we go to this thing and poor Hope is sitting backstage, back here, the studio.
We're like, see you later. She's like, whatever, I didn't want to go anyways.
So TJ and I go, and we got our Bills gear on, and they tried to send us to a specific parking lot that we never found. We're just driving around.
And we're trying to ask folks, and they're like, yeah, go over there. We're like, what do you mean over there? So we just find our own parking spot. We get out of Billy's truck, because they only allowed one vehicle.
Yeah, so we drove in, and as we're walking in, like, I'm calling my record person. They couldn't find us. We couldn't find them. Finally, we hooked up. And they're like, okay, we got to get back there because Chris is waiting. So we literally sprinted into the venue there. They have a broadcast tent that's, like, behind the stands. Mm-hmm. And we had to cross, for lack of a better term, the tunnel that the players come out of. Timing, if we weren't late, we would have totally missed this.
Yeah.
This big guy named Josh literally stepped right in front of us.
Yeah.
Walking to where we were headed.
Yeah. Well, he was heading from the college onto the field. Takes the same track as all the other players. So that's like a lane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they don't.
But all secure. Like, there were security people on both sides of the entrance.
There aren't people roaming through there. They're all behind gates except for you and I.
Right.
Who, I don't know how we got back there. So I get my cell phone because, hello, I'm like, oh my gosh, there he is.
He was right in front of us.
So I'm like trying to get my cell phone, but I'm trying to like take it all in and experience it because I've never been that close to Josh Allen. And then all of a sudden, some man, well, I don't know, man or woman next to me.
It was a handler of some sort, some security
person. They were like, excuse me. Ruin my video.
Can I see your pass?
And I was like, yes, it's right here. Trying to get this of Josh.
Stop making me look so bad in front of Josh. God. Really cool.
So we have a great video that we can't share yet, but we will the second that we can. But Josh was walking over and saying hi to Chris Young, who's standing next to Terry Pegula. And I'm just standing there taking this all in like, how did we get here? How did you and I end up here? And it was such a surreal moment. But when the lady like tapped you on the shoulder, was like, I need to see your pass. I was like, oh my God.
It's probably because I fangirled a little too hard for the media.
A little hard. I think you kind of freaked out my record rep that was with Chris.
That's why they probably escorted me back to my car after the interview. They were like, yep, so thanks so much for coming. Let us walk you to your car. I'm like, I can stay. They're like, no, that's okay.
You can see the interview, by the way, that we did with Chris Young on the right up in the stands there over at our station Facebook page.
It's just weird to be with folks who didn't understand the Bills fandom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The media people, and stuff, not everybody is just like a hardcore Bills fan. Some of those folks from the record reps and stuff, they're from out of town. So they didn't get it. But I'm sure my fellow Bills fans would have totally gotten it.
The girl that was there with us, she's a Titans fan.
Yeah, so that's why.
She didn't get it.
I'll walk you to your car.
Through a weird twist of fate, we ended up, TJ and I.
Myself. I was going to say, what we? I'm not in this we.
You have to let this go.
Ended up at...
Maybe by the end of the week, but not this morning.
At Bill's camp.
You barely like football.
That's not true.
That is true.
You would... Yeah.
I enjoy the social aspect of sports.
Yes.
And it's very antisocial when you're not included.
So we were extended
it wasn't up to us.
An invitation for two of us to go to Bills camp. So TJ and I went and had a chance encounter with a guy named Josh Allen who walked right past us. We didn't talk to him. But he was literally...
He talked near you.
Almost arm's reach. He talked near enough that we could hear him.
I wanted to. I did want to talk to him.
Oh, his people would have...
I know. He has so many people around him.
He had a lot of people. Just walking out of the tunnel, he had people around him.
Can't even approach him.
Wasn't this a closed practice? Why were there so many extra people around?
Because it's closed, but then there's still friends and family there. There was children from the O'Shea Children's Hospital there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, closed practice doesn't mean nobody else is there. But it just means it's not open.
Not the crowd size that would normally be there.
No, but they're still surrounding.
Security was still everywhere.
So you're saying that nobody probably would have noticed if I came. That's cool. Okay.
I know.
Quite honestly, looking back, I don't think anybody would have blinked if we walked in with it. Nobody asked us for passes. Mm-hmm. They handed them to us.
I know.
You're right, Hope. I'm sorry.
Next time. I've snuck into places before. I'll do it again.
You snuck into our concert before you even worked here. I
snuck into Guitars and Stars more than once as a kid.
So the reason we were there was because Chris Young is on a brand new record label for him. He was on RCA for years. Now he's on Black River, which is owned by the Pegulas, which own the Buffalo Bills, which owns Josh Allen, right?
See?
Did I get that right?
See why he was there? Because it took Billy explaining that to me, too. I was like, what?
Why are we here?
Why Chris Young? Okay, so the Pegulas, the all-encompassing umbrella of this whole thing.
So we were there as guests of the Pegulas, and we got to talk to Chris Young. You can check out the whole interview. It's over on our station Facebook page. But when we were walking in, he was standing there talking to Terry Pegula, and Josh walked right past us and went right to Chris. And they had a conversation for maybe a minute or so, and they did the bro thing with the knuckles and the man hug, you know, where you bump shoulders. And when we got time with Chris, we said, what you guys talk about?
It was it was cool. I just said hey to him. I was standing over there with Terry, and he like stopped Josh, brought it back, and introduced us, and
he's just the MVP.
He didn't compliment my watch too.
Oh.
But then he hit Terry with the hey Terry, I want one of those this year. I think he's only half kidding. He goes, no, he's not kidding at all. So that was pretty fun.
Did you see that watch on his hand?
It was very gold.
It was big. It was Rolex.
Yeah, was it?
And it wasn't fake.
See, I don't even know what a Rolex
looks
like.
The only reason
it was a big gold thing.
The only reason I know that it's not fake is because, you know, when you're in New York City and there's always guys selling stuff.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So the way you could tell fake Rolex is the secondhand ticks on the fake ones, but on a real Rolex, it just sweeps. There's no, you don't see a tick, tick, tick.
You look that close at his watch.
It was hard not to see it. It was the size of an airplane. It was huge.
See, now I got to look for that now. I had no idea.
And it had the crown, and it was a very fancy watch, and it was giant. I mean, it probably stuck 2 inches off his arm.
So I guess Josh Allen wants one of those. complimented his watch.
Do you think when somebody like Josh looks at somebody like Terry and says, oh, I'd love to have one of those. Do you think he goes and gets it?
I mean, mean, he probably could.
Like, he's a billionaire.
Yeah. He's got all the money that he'll ever need.
That's like pocket change. Even if it was $20,000, $30,000, yeah. That's like, he's probably got that in his back pocket.
I think he's very good at making conversation. Yes. And he's good at small talk. And he's good at exchanges with fans and people who don't necessarily know much about him, which is what I got from the Chris Young interaction, is that they don't know too much about each other, but look, I like your watch.
Which,
okay, cool.
By the way, I'd never been near Josh. I've been near other Buffalo Bills because here in the building, people come through here on a pretty regular basis, sports station down the hall. He's way bigger. As a human being on TV, it does not do him justice.
He's one of the bigger quarterbacks.
He's got to be 6'3", 6'4".
All day long.
He's a big dude in person. Intimidating. But when you're on a field with other people that are bigger than you, he looks tiny, doesn't he? It's crazy. The other thing he brought up was Kim Pegula. So we said, well, how did you get to spend time with her? And he ended up on an airplane. The Pegulas flew him up from Nashville, and apparently they were on the plane with him, and he had this to say.
I got to spend some time with Kim. I actually flew up. Terry flew me out because I had two shows right before this. Flew in yesterday. Got some hang time with both of them, and, you know, obviously she had a party after that.
Yeah.
And he was like, you can talk a little bit about it, and just my time with her on the plane. We broke out a guitar, me, Doug Johnson, who's with Black River, my new label. We're playing some songs, and she was actually like singing the words along with us, which is really cool.
Were they your songs?
She likes Getting You Home. She likes Neon, so she was singing along to a lot of them. It was really, really cool moment.
So Kim Pegula, country music fan.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, she had a cardiac event.
Yeah.
Is the way he described it. I don't know. It was a little muffly in there, but, and he was talking about how, but music always, isn't that always?
Brings out just the best in people.
It really
therapy
does.
I mean, there's music therapists that,
absolutely,
you know, go into homes and play music for people because they respond to it. So,
yeah.
But
that it was pretty
good.
Awesome.
It was good to hear that, you know, she's out and about and able to do stuff because they've been so hush hush about her since whatever happened that, I was shocked that they even brought that up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she was at training camp that day.
They've been very protective of her, so it was good to hear she's doing well. So that was our experience at the Buffalo Bills camp. We almost got thrown out, but they did.
It was a whirlwind.
They did escort us out. Not like security grabbing us by the arm, but when we were finished with that interview, am I not lying?
Yeah.
The record rep and the lady that was with them from the Bills were like, okay, we'll walk you back to your car.
And I'm like, that's cool. I can stay. And they're like, you're parked where? I'm like, oh, geez.
I've been talking a lot about the Buffalo Bills, but another local team is in the news today. I think this is good news.
This is breaking news.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we got breaking news?
The Rochester Nighthawks staying in Rochester.
Rochester.
The Seneca Nation bought them. So I guess they'd been for sale. And it was like, will they, won't they stay in Rochester? But it's official. As of last night, they're staying. So very exciting. They're going to be staying at Blue Cross Arena.
So I didn't even know that they were for sale. And I honestly, I didn't know that they were still playing for some reason. So when I heard that news, I'm always glad and always excited to know that I was wrong.
More
that
options something, here. Yeah.
That something actually still is here.
Who owned them prior to this? The Pegulas?
The Pegulas, and now it's Seneca Nation owns them.
Okay. So they're staying in Rochester. If you had bought the team, Hope, what kind of fun stuff would you do?
Well,
you know, you gotta take the Red Wings template.
I'd have to become Dan Mason.
Exactly.
Of the Nighthawks.
They are very successful. Even if you don't like baseball, you are going to go to a baseball game at the Rochester Red Wings are hosting and have a great time.
It's all about the experience.
Yes.
It's sitting outside, eating a Zweigels. So it's like, okay, inside arena, usually a winter thing. So there's got to be some theme nights, right? Probably got to have like a beach night of some sort inside because like they play in the winter. I'm thinking like a rodeo night. You know how the Red Wings have fireworks? Obviously, we can't do fireworks inside. So like a drone show, maybe Rock City Circus comes and they're like trapezing over things during halftime.
We have a circus here?
Rock City Circus is a circus school.
I learned something new every day. Okay.
Did you know?
I did not know. That's
it's a
thing.
Circus school. Come on.
And then, okay, I need a drum roll for this, okay? Because this is like the best idea I've ever had.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. So the Red Wings have Bruce the Bat Dog, right?
Yes.
And I need you to stay with me here.
Oh, boy. Does this involve a duck?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the Rochester Nighthawks. I would have a hawk trained to fetch balls. How cool would that be?
Well, we have a listener who's a hawk trainer.
A falconist? Falconry?
Yes, falconry.
How cool would that be,
well,
though?
Well, right now she's up at the Sterling Renaissance Festival.
Oh, perfect.
I know that for a fact. But
how cool would that be to have a hawk, like, flying through Blue Cross Arena, I mean, and like fetching a ball.
Fetching balls, but maybe like look at the ball.
And then it's got like it's like talons. So I don't know how throwing the ball seems like less feasible than like picking it up, but I think I'm on to something here, guys.
Did you work out a name for this hawk, or is that two levels down from where you are?
Well, I mean, Hope the Hawk is some nice alliteration.
Oh, of course, Hope the Hawk. All right, I have three things that would draw people in.
Okay.
You ready? Minor league karaoke. So in between plays, while they're doing their timeout or whatever they do at lacrosse.
Put it on the screen?
Yes.
Love it.
You have somebody come down and they say, and think about it. You know, there's going to be average people, and every now and then somebody's going to be really like William Hung bad, or they're going to be like Carrie Underwood good. And that's where the gold's going to come from. So there, you got that. Call your mom timeout. During the break, somebody gets on the thing on speaker and they call their mom. Have you seen the TikTok trend where it's you call your friend just to say goodnight?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that. You're just calling your mom to say, I love you. And whoever gets the biggest awe from the crowd at the end of the night wins a prize.
Oh.
Come on. That's a great idea.
That's okay. So sweet.
And lacrosse in the dark. Again with you, you got to hear me out here. It's think of like rave. So the there's glow in the dark tape on the sticks. The ball glows. You have maybe some lights around the goal, maybe some lights on the players, but it's in the dark, like very dim, very dim.
That sounds so dangerous. I feel like that ball's got to be pretty lit up.
The ball would be lit up. You'd see it coming from a mile away. How is that dangerous? It's even better, safer. You can't miss it. Oh my God, look at how she's looking at me. Don't look at me like that.
No.
Oh.
PETA.
The schedule, Monday, full body stretch, aerial silks, beginner bungee.
Aerial silks.
Flying trapeze.
Do you bungee. Know what that is? Where you like roll yourself up and then unroll
that's
and all the
That's what
silk?
I watched them do there in a performance. It's crazy.
Would you do that, TJ?
I feel like you should have some dancing background. That you'd have to have some sort of gracefulness. I better stick to the trapeze where I can just swing back and forth. Yeah, because the silks, it's supposed to look like a dance, you know, like as you unroll from it, I get stuck in it. I'd be like, ah, crap. I failed a class at circus school. I'd be sad.
Okay, so maybe we each take a different thing because we're not all going to do the trapeze stuff. You two can do the trapeze. I'm out.
Well, if we're all doing different things, then I guess TJ's the only one who can do the flying trapeze.
Yeah.
You just swing.
I'll do the bungees.
You don't have to have a partner for that, right? Can't you just swing from one to the next?
I'm sure they'll provide you with a partner if your group doesn't want to be your partner.
I feel like it's school, so somebody has to know what they're doing to teach me.
We got
to
pay somebody to be your friend. Is that what you're saying?